This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إحسان من المحسنين. إحسان is the pursuit of becoming better in the days that come. إحسان is to worship Allah in a way that he you recognize he is with you in every step of the way. That even though you cannot see and witness Allah with your material eyes and with your physical being in this world, you know that his sight is always upon you. His hearing is always with you. His awareness of what is in you, around you, and before you, and after you is always present. إحسان is that you live a life of heightened awareness of Allah. That it's not just about your relationships outwardly, but even the inner whisperings of your heart is something that you're aware of. This is something that distinguished the great prophets and the elites and the messengers of Allah and those who followed soon after them in good conduct. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us min al-muhsineen, to those who perform ihsan. Ihsan is an active practice. It's not one that is passive where you just anticipate that it will grow in you. It is a determined effort in your thoughts, in your words, and in your physical manifestation of deeds, that you commit to a life where Allah is more dear to you than others, where everything you say, everything you hear, everything you see, everything you interact with, everything you consume, everything you wear is judged not by your moral objectives that are out of the gratifications of your heart or the levels of your own intent, but rather through the lens of the scripture that was sent and the limitations of the laws of decency entrusted through our Nabi Muhammad to be delivered to us. Ihsan is that you put your foot where the Prophet stepped. Ihsan is that you seek what he sought, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you stop where he stopped, you begin where he began, you pray for what he wanted and you ask forgiveness from what he asked forgiveness from, and you seek protection from what he feared, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for our ummah. Ihsan is a heart that quakes at the hearing and the sanctity of the Quran, that it honors it not just as a scripture that is recited, but as a life mission that is to be dedicated in purpose, practice, and taught unto our future generations. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I like the likes of Yusuf alayhi salam. When Allah saves him, and makes him from those who become, after having been stolen from his family, kidnapped, abused by those who were meant to look after him, enslaved unjustly, and Allah gives him the entitlement to be a governor amongst the people of Egypt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it's because he was min al-muhsineen. He was a person who always put Allah first, wal-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen, and the eventuality will be success for those who maintain the course of faith. May Allah make you and I of them. Allahumma ameen.